Good evening. It's nighttime for me. I had one of those days today that just I woke up and I was feeling a little bit flat and just, you know, just wasn't really motivated, didn't quite have any energy to do anything, you know, exciting or I don't know, just felt really flat and I was a little bit, you know, I was disappointed, just had like a kind of like a down to earth moment today where I just kind of went, I'm happy with where I am, but I've got to do so much more. And yeah, it's like taking the risk to just follow the stuff that you enjoy doing and trying to turn it into a way to make a living is like starting a new job that you just had got no, you know, you just, they just picked names out of the hat, and it could have been, the job could have been, you know, cleaning a tiger's den. It could have been being the CEO of a company, and if you fail, you get shot. You don't know what it is, you don't know how to do it, and you come in, it just feels like, you know, feels all over the place. And that's exactly how I felt today. I just felt like I'm not happy with my physique, and the training that I'm doing is good, but I feel like I want to be further, faster, and I know that that's not possible, and I've just got to stay patient and just keep putting the work in, keep eating properly, keep training properly. I know, but it was just one of those days where I felt like I just didn't want to go training, and I just didn't care about what I ate, because I was just like, oh, I just want to just whatever. But I do know from, and I try to, just because I want to be as successful, if not more successful, than I was when I was a swimmer, which was obviously, I was one of the fastest in Australia, and I won a few international competitions as well. And the big thing was that consistency forever, you know. You wake up in the morning to go training, Monday morning, you know, someone in Australia sleeps in on that Monday, but you went. You wake up on Tuesday and just feel, oh no, I don't want to go. But you just go to training. And you just got to take that little step, and then you've got to get good enough that when you get to training, it's like a different world. You got to put your head down and just try and put in as much effort as you can, get the most out of the session. And yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, I guess, not just with my actual physical training, but as far as growing my YouTube channels and everything. This is gonna be one of the hardest things that I think I've ever tried to do. I don't, aside from genuinely asking people to go and look at my YouTube channel, I don't know how to get it to grow. So I'm just gonna keep trying, keep going, and see how I get there. But oh, you're probably wondering, what am I grateful for? Today, I'm grateful for how fit I feel, and I love this feeling of health that I have in my body right now. And it's seriously the thing that kind of kept my head screwed on for a day like today, where, you know, I didn't eat anything crap, I didn't make any big mistakes, I went training, I did everything, and now it's nighttime, and I'm actually sitting on the floor stretching while I record this, and that's a hell of a lot better than what the day could have sounded like, purely on the way that I woke up feeling. So I am so grateful for how fit I feel, how healthy I feel, and how much that is putting me in the right direction as far as just staying motivated. So yeah, if you're listening to this, what are you grateful for?